Sylvester Holtz. Coach, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're somehow staying warm because I have been told, correct me if I'm wrong, but you are in snowy Buffalo, New York today?
Yes, listen, we were here for the Kent State and Buffalo Bulls game last night, which they postponed. And so instead, we're over at Ralph Wilson Stadium. We're shoveled. We're earning our $10 an hour and our tickets to the Bills game, which we can turn around and sell on the black market for about 50 cents. But we're here shoveling snow. You know, they have 220,000 tons of snow here on the field at Ralph Wilson Stadium. So, guys, we have everything. We've got shovels. We have industrial strength snow plows. We're just hard at work here. We're just trying to do our part here for this Buffalo community.
200 and, Kurt, now tell me that again, 220 tons of snow?
220,000 tons of snow.
Oh,
it's
my
goodness.
It's the
same weight as two airliners.
Coach, that's,
if
that's
it was
called...
rice, if it was rice, if it was rice, it would feed the entire city of Buffalo for 8 years.
That it would.
There's so much snow.
That's also known as springtime in Saskatoon, isn't it?
I mean, that's just what we call a squall, Chris. I mean,
okay.
It's just a little squall. It's just a little shower, a little snow shower. You know, guys, I grew up in this kind of snow. This is nothing. You get your shovels out, you dig a tunnel, and then you just keep right on moving forward. In fact, there was one afternoon it snowed, and I'm not exaggerating here. You guys know I wouldn't do it. 77 inches of snow in a four-hour period of time. We just continued with practice that afternoon as soon as the kids got out of school.
Yeah, but they're, Coach, don't you lose some of them in the snow at that age?
Guys, that's why in the snow you practice with these bright orange uniforms.
There you
go. You practice with bright orange uniforms, guys fall right in, coaches trudge right on through there and snatch them right back up, get them right back on the practice field, get them back in the back of the line.
Life lessons, Coach. Life lessons that you're teaching there on the Pop Warner field. All right, let's get into the SEC schedule for the weekend. A lot of solid football championship subdivision opponents for our SEC teams this weekend, including in Tuscaloosa, where the top-ranked team in America now resides.
I got to tell you guys something. That's a real they're ever given lessons in diplomacy, then Chris Stewart needs to be at the head of the class teaching those lessons. You know who'd be real excited about this weekend SEC football? Buddy Valestro. You guys know who Buddy Valestro is?
No,
he's
sir.
The cake boss on TLC. Cake boss on TLC, Buddy Valestro. Real excited about this weekend in SEC football because this is Cupcake Saturday. That's what we say. Whatever kind of frosting you like, whatever flavor the cake, doesn't matter. This is Cupcake Saturday in the SEC. Florida playing Eastern Kentucky, South Carolina, South Alabama, Western Carolina, and Samford. What is going on? This is Southeastern Conference. Listen, the Big Ten is only playing marginally better opponents, but they're still playing conference games. That's absolutely unbelievable. So Buddy Valestro is happy. Next episode of Cake Boss is the SEC football episode.
Oh, mercy. But now, wait a minute. Does Florida really need to apologize because they lost to a team in Georgia Southern that may not be as good as this year's Eastern Kentucky last year?
You know, guys, that is the exception. You're right. And, Chris, I'm just telling you this. I'm thankful you brought this up because, you know, you guys know I've said all year Will Muschamp was a joke as the head coach at Florida. I've said all year he wouldn't last the entire season.
That's
I come on here every single solitary week, and I say that it's only a matter of time before Muschamp is kicked off to the street, and that was finally done this week. So, once again, things I say come to fruition.
Oh, mercy. So all right, we're getting off subject of the games themselves, but Coach Holtz, who's next down in Gainesville, in your opinion?
You know, I think there's some guys that, you know, those guys that Florida really need to look. They want an offensive-minded head coach. No one's offenses were better than my cousin, Lou Holtz.
Is that where they'll go? Will they go back again?
That's what I think they should do. I think they should call Bristol, Connecticut, where Lou is spending a lot of his time. I mean, he's a championship caliber coach. It doesn't matter what happened last year in South Carolina. He took that from a zero-win team to a bowl team. So I think he's going to do the same thing. It's a disaster right now in Gainesville. The swamp is just about dried up. They've got to get the championship caliber of Lou Holtz.
They need to go Lou Holtz in Gainesville. Okay. It'd be interesting.
And if they want to go up, if they don't want Lou Holtz, then, you know, maybe Rich Rodriguez, I guess.
One or the other. There's no in between.
That's right. You got to shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you land amongst the stars. But in this case, even if they miss, you know, I guess Rich Rod will work too.
That's a very good point. Hey, let's talk about your old, your cousin's old team, the South Carolina Gamecocks. They win a big game. They beat Florida. They send Will Muschamp to the unemployment line. But now they've got the Jaguars of South Alabama coming to town. Upset special on the board, or do you like Carolina to get it done?
Guys, South Carolina has gone to the postseason every single season under Steve Spurrier. I don't expect that streak to end this week. I think they'll go ahead and get their sixth victory of the season. And, guys, I think they'll get number seven against Clemson next week, too. I think there's a chance they can overlook it, but Steve Spurrier preached about that defense and says, you know, we're just simply not good enough to beat this South Alabama. We're looking ahead over anybody. So I think they've got their attention. I think it might be a close game for the first 6 to 7 minutes of the ballgame after that. Yeah, it's maybe the best upset possibility of the weekend, but I don't think it lasts very long. Suffering succotash, the Gamecocks cruise.
Okay. All right, we will. I do want to get your opinion on one other one that actually has some meaning now in the league. Tennessee trying to get bowl eligible as well, hosting Mizzou, the Tigers. If they can win out, it won't be easy, but if they can, they will be representing the East in the SEC championship game here in 3 weeks.
Chris, I think this is my favorite game from the SEC slate this weekend. And frankly, it's because of the number of S's that are involved in these two teams' names. Anytime you get two teams with double S's, I mean, that's just a wonderful thing. So, in all seriousness, because that's what I do, I'm serious with my prognostications on this show.
Yes,
you know, Missouri last year had to be steady under pressure. They had to win their last four games to win the Eastern Division and gain some respect. And that's what this game is, guys. It's all about respect. And so they got no respect this year. Everybody say Georgia's going to be in the SEC championship game. They're going to win the East. Tigers can't hold up. This is about steady under pressure. And this is about who Butch Jones, who sounds a lot like Tony Robbins, a motivational speaker at a conference, said Missouri's the best defense in the SEC. I happen to agree with Butch Jones, and I think suffering succotash Missouri will keep the streak going. They'll win their fifth game in a row and keep their Eastern Division lead.
Coach, you got anything else? There's one good rivalry game now out west. You know, U.S. to the Wine and Cheese Group now, 19th ranked USC, number 9 UCLA, the battle for Los Angeles, and also a big game there in the Pac-12. How do you see it?
Guys, I don't know that anything has been more overrated than the UCLA Bruins, and since the last cheerleading competition was held in Starkville. I just don't understand. You know, UCLA is a top 10 team. I don't understand that. USC is 19th, and that's fine. But, guys, I mean, that's a game that you'll see as much excitement watching Duke and North Carolina play football tonight in this state, in the state of North Carolina. So, you know, guys, I think, you know, Stafford, succotash, I've got to pick one winner out of this Pac-12 matchup. I'm going to say the Trojans are a little less overrated than the Bruins. I think they'll take it. This is not the 70s. It's not the 70s, the golden era of this Victory Bell rivalry. So I guess USC will have to take it.
Will you be through shoveling snow in time tonight to see number 12 Kansas State at West Virginia? Or are you going to still be working over there at Ralph Wilson Stadium?
Goodness mercy, I hope I'm still working and don't have to watch Kansas State and West Virginia. I mean, that's almost as bad a punishment as giving someone a $10 ticket to a Bills game. So, no, I mean, we're going to be here, guys. We've got the snow plows and the shovels. We've got to get this city ready for some real football. You know, Buffalo's only team in college is the Buffalo Bulls. Buffalo Bulls have never been relevant. They try to be the Bills. They can't do it. So we must do this for this city, for this community. So we're going to be shoveling long into the night. Maybe I mean, gosh, we still may be here 6-7 hours from now.
Coach, if there's anybody that can shovel it, we know it's you.
That's why it's a, you know, Chris, that's why it's a pleasure coming on this show. I got to say, it's creative, and that kind of wittiness, it just makes it a highlight of every single week.
Just glad I could return the favor once. Coach, always appreciate the time. Stay warm. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you hopefully in more balmy conditions next week.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Take care. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen.